Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Slovenians Subliminal. Listening to the new waves underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Well, Slovenians, a track called Subliminal. That is some punk rock from Brussels, my friend.
No.
I know how you like driving through Belgium. Yeah. And I think Slovenians, that's from their latest album. And I think they are friends with the Glucks and Frau Blücher and all that lot.
Right, okay.
Hello to the Brussels punk and garage punk circuit. We think you lot are great. What is Slovenians' website where you can find out all about them, Tony?
Slovenians.be.
It is. Well done, Tony. Slovenians.be. Paulie B on the internet, nil. Tony one. But as we know, things can go up and they can go down on this show, Tony.
Certainly can.
It can. Speaking of things that go up and go down, sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad. This is the additional material bit of the show when I read out a joke or poem if I have one. But alas, I haven't. So if you have a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. So I thought we'd talk a little bit about football, Tone.
Okay.
That's all right, because... there's been some... This Nations League thing that we didn't get, that we thought was rubbish, I now think is brilliant.
Yeah, I'd never heard of it before.
Yeah. Well, it's the first time it's happened.
Oh, that's why then.
Yeah. And so England were in the highest ranked group throughout Europe in the Nations League. And we were in a group with Spain and Croatia. Croatia, who were in the World Cup final, and Spain, who have won the World Cup previously. And we did them.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It was amazing. Our young bucks came through. You know, even more improved than during the World Cup. And this time round, it can't be said that we didn't play anyone good to get to the semi-finals, which is what we've done. So the semi-finals are going to take place in Portugal next June, and at the moment feature Portugal, England and Switzerland, not three teams you'd necessarily be expecting, and either Netherlands or France. Now, the game is going on. It's Holland v Germany right now, Tony.
Okay, all right, really.
And the Germans 1-0, but the Germans are very much bottom of that group in that they've only got 1 point. So they're relegated whatever happens.
Right.
Which means there are teams the next time they do the Nations League, there's going to be teams very concerned who are in that B group of getting Germany. But it's Holland or France going through. And the Germans took an early lead. Obviously they did. I've banked Holland to win.
Right.
But it will be happy days in your house, I'm sure. Albeit a Pyrrhic victory.
Hmm. Yeah, we're doing that.
And we were.
The German football is not very good at the minute, is it? But they certainly, the Dutch, they always ramp up the game when they play the Dutch. So,
yeah, well, as do the Dutch. I mean, the Dutch beat the Germans in the corresponding fixture a few weeks ago. So, let's see what unfolds. After last night's crazy game, Belgium v Switzerland, where Belgium took a 2-goal lead and managed to lose 5-2.
Wow.
Quite incredible. Quite incredible. So we'll see. And I might have an update at half time, because I think half time will happen during the show.
Okay.
Yeah. So even though we are very much in the present, you, a good listener, are in the future. And this has already happened in the past, if that makes sense.
This is true. Yeah.
This is true. So I think it's best, Tony, that I play you something inspired by Shakespeare.
Okay.
And Kennedy. How about that? So a band called Desdemona's, Tony. Now, where does Desdemona show up in Shakespeare?
I've no idea.
She is the female lead in Othello.
Oh.
Yeah. And the band named after her, but they're named, it's two words, as in a fella called Desdemona, if you like. So they are Desdemona's. And they're from Washington, D.C., Tony. And this is kind of some kind of alt-rock psychedelia thing going on here. But it's catchy, and I think you're going to like it. What is Desdemona's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Desdemona's?
Facebook.com/Desdemona's band. I imagine Desdemona from Othello already has her own page. Who knows? Anyway, makes it Paul of the Internet 1, Tony 1, and this is the rather majestic Bay of Pigs.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Fusilis underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
However, you'll be doing an even better job of the beds later on when we play our new one.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, indeed. Has that just reminded you to do it?
Oh, I know it's on the list.
Oh, it's on the list. Brilliant. I rather like that. So, Tony, have you got any Facebook comments?
Kind of something.
It's close enough to play the song, is it? It
certainly is.
Play the song.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
We're going to be some more Boyleness after this bit as well.
We will.
There certainly will. So what you got then?
Right, so firstly, thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do pop along to our page. It's facebook.com/Punky Radio. Search Punky Radio. Please do visit our page and give us a comment. We've had pretty much none this week, apart from one of note, which I will mention. So if you are on Facebook, do leave us a comment. Do like to hear from you. Tell us what you didn't like. Tell us where you're listening from if we haven't heard from you before. If you've got a nice cracking name like Wambolt or Seth Catmilker, get in touch. Tell us.
Maybe yes, we definitely want to hear from you if you've got a great name.
That's
but
right.
If you haven't, please do still get in touch. It doesn't take long. You're on Facebook every day anyway, most of you.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, a good chunk of you probably listen to this on your phone as you walk around or on the bus or masturbating, whatever floats your boat.
Tony, you are lower the tone, Ehern.
It's been a while. We'll get in touch.
Right.
Only one comment this week, and it's from my good friend Jeff Uglyshoes.
Hello, Jeff.
It's been a while. Jeff doesn't get in touch very often, but he does clearly still listen. Hope he's alright. Obviously, he was featured about Is a Twat not long ago after he had a burglary incident, so hopefully all is well, Jeff. With you, he doesn't like us to worry about him.
And I've seen a couple of photos of him recently, and he looks in rude health, Tony.
Does he really?
Rude health, yes.
California sun is working out for him.
It appears to be.
Good. Right, so he's just posted a comment saying it's almost that time of year again. He has posted an image, a seasonal image, as it were. If you would like to check that out, it gives you a good reason to go out to our Facebook page and leave us another comment. So go and say hello and give Jeff some love and show and look at his picture.
Is it a Thanksgiving thing?
It's a seasonal picture.
You're leaving it there, aren't you?
I'm leaving it there, just so, you know, people have got no reason to go and have a look at it, really. It's just a joke, really.
It's a seasonal picture.
It's a bit of a joke. Go to our page, you can see it, and give Jeff some love, and give us some comments.
I will now check it out as well, because I haven't seen it yet. I have seen at least one of the comments, but no, I haven't seen that.
We don't tend to mention pictures, but it's because we've only had one, it's worth mentioning it, and Jeff is a friend of the show. So
he is a friend of the show, and it's something seasonal, and that's it.
That's all we've got.
So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle, and stay tuned for more Boyleness.
Yes.
But first of all, two songs in a row. You'll be listening shortly to a band called The Losing Streaks that we never played before. The first up, a band we have played before called Cock Sparrow, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Punk rock legends out of the pub rock movement formed in 1972, Tony.
Blimey.
So they were 4 years before British punk. And they didn't jump on the bandwagon. They were kind of inherited by punk, and then particularly by the street punk oi movement that came a little bit after. And they've continued to record all the way through, and they're still going. And there's a Cherry Red reissue, we love Cherry Red, of their first two albums and a live album and a load of extra tracks that's out right now. And you can find out more about it via Cock Sparrow's website, which is
cocksparrow.co.uk.
It is.
No.
It's Tony 2, Poorly Beat and the Internet 1. And this is a track that we could have played in From the Vaults, in that we do play an old track halfway through the show, but we never played this before, so it's in the normal run, Tony.
Yeah.
This is Chip on My Shoulder.
Blowjo.
Listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez Street, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Losing Streaks and a track called I Don't Care What You Do. They are Sacramento garage punk, Tony. And I'm loving it. What is The Losing Streaks Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Losing Streaks.
It's as simple as that. And I am going to give you the point without asking for the spelling of the. Because The Losing Streaks is T-H apostrophe, losing, L-O-S-I-N, without the G, streaks, S-T-R-E-A-K-S, and it's that in a row as the Facebook thing. So it's facebook.com/ T-H-L-O-S-I-N-S-T-R-E-A-K-S. Find out more about them there. And we've got some more by them, because that's of their latest album. So we will be probably playing something else of theirs in the next few weeks. But do check out the Facebook page to find out more. Now, Tony, did you do anything last week? And I expect a horse update here.
Oh, okay. Apart from obviously going out with yourself, what happened with the horse last week? I don't think anything of note did happen. He threw a shoe. So we got him... A new pair of shoes last week.
I didn't know they got hands. How did you pick it up?
I don't know. It's a mystery, isn't it? So he had new shoes fitted, and about 3 days later, he threw one of them. So we had to wait for the farrier to come back out, and we're still waiting. So his desk has been going over there, picking poo and coming back, really. Nothing much else.
Right, so happened. You're now having to buy horseshoes then. That didn't take long, did it?
Well, I think they have to get them done like every so often, so yeah. So a lot of things, because we bought the horse, I think the previous owner didn't really do lots of things. So we've got to get the horse dentist out soon. Got to get the farrier out for the horseshoes. Right. Got to have the vets for the flu shots. A lot of things you would normally do haven't been done. So there's just a lot of stuff at the start. But it's all right. Yeah, it's still a bit of an emo.
I think your relationship with... Sangre di Gatito is rather like Britain's relationship with Europe, Tony.
Okay.
In that you've bought something Spanish for someone German and you appear to get nothing back.
Right.
Yes. Are you enjoying the horse? Do you like the horse, Tony?
The horse is all right. We don't really see eye to eye.
You don't see eye to eye. See, this is like Britain's relationship with Europe. You kind of like it, but you don't see eye to eye, yeah?
No, he's all right, but I'm not a horse person. You know, no, it's like
I'm not a Europe person.
You're not, no. No. I can't see. How did this get to the EU? I did not see that one coming.
I like to throw you.
You do.
Relationship with this horse is like Britain's relationship. I just hope you don't end up Brexiting the horse, Tony.
No, I hope not.
Because they'll end up costing you even more and nothing will happen.
True. Yep. Oh, bit politics. And so, I went out with you.
Yeah, you met me, didn't you?
I did meet you.
So I did I'll tell you about Friday first.
Okay.
Thanks for reminding me about Snow Patrol.
Oh, don't forget about Snow Patrol.
Right. As you know, I've got a bit of a problem with Snow Patrol. You're not over keen, but I've got it's actually become quite a serious problem with them now. On Friday night, I went down the lot. I was going to go and see Guanabacks, but then I got back from work late and I hadn't bought a ticket yet and I was going to have to get the train and I didn't know if I'd be able to get home. And so anyway, I looked to see who was on down the Lion, the pub down away from me. It was a band called The Score.
Right.
Who are really good and do really excellent punk and new wave covers from the late 70s and early 80s. So they play The Jam and Madness and The Clash and Specials, and they're absolutely brilliant, right? And they are great. I've seen them before. But for no apparent reason, towards the end of their second set, they do a Snow Patrol song. Mm. And I didn't know why, because last time I saw them, it gets packed when they're on in the Line. And I was standing towards the back. And when they started playing Snow Patrol, in a fit of pique, I said, "That's it, I'm leaving." And I went out the back door, so I didn't see what was going on at the front of the stage, right? This time, and I've completely forgotten about it. Then they pipe up with this bloody Snow Patrol song and I just go, "Right, that's it, I'm leaving." But I go, when they go to the front door, and I push my way to near where the band were, kind of the front half of the pub, where everyone was laying down on the floor. It must be something. But everyone's laying down on the floor, and I've got to step over them so I can get out. I can't really turn around because I've made such a fuss of getting to the front in the first place. I've got to keep walking. So as they're all playing Dead Lions, rubbish song, I start sort of trying to tiptoe over them. I've got some quite big boots on. And just as I got to the front door and thought I'd successfully navigated these idiot Snow Patrol fans laying on the floor thinking they're clever, I heard this girl shout, "You're treading on my hair!" Right. So I looked round and went, "Well, you shouldn't be laying down in a doorway." And this is why the band are playing. And the lead singer, mid Snow Patrol song, says, "Watch where you're treading." And I went, whatever. And just walked out. So I don't know what happened after that. I'm not sure whether, because the same people go down to see Snow Patrol to see The Score all the time. I don't know if I go and see him again whether there's going to be the same people there and I'll get booed.
Right.
Don't know. But anyway, that was what I wanted to tell you, that my latest incident with Snow Patrol is that I've ended up treading on someone's hair because of Snow Patrol.
Oh dear.
Terrible band. Oh yeah. So then on Saturday, I did my Nutty Nottingham walking tour that was absolutely brilliant, but there was someone on it called Paul Boyle. Who might be the other Paulie B, who is in fact the bloke whose missus sang the Facebook song that everyone hears every week and a lot of you hated but now love.
Yes.
And Boyle showed up and he came around on the tour, and then we went to the trip to Jerusalem afterwards and you met us in there.
Did.
And you had a good old chat with Boyle. So what did you talk about? Just stuff.
Stuff. Yeah. So yeah, I got about four and I think you got about half four. So I was half a pint in. Goodbye Tomahawk, fine ale, and then just started talking to Paul. It was odd because he knows all about me and I don't.
Yes. We do tell people about our lives every week on the show, and he is a long time listener.
I mean, he's been listening for over 10 years. It must be go back quite a certain while. And I was like, I don't meet a lot of punky listeners. You've met far more than I have, maybe two more. I don't have any actually, but
I met two more than you.
Yeah. So it's all a bit weird. But it's lovely. But when they know all about you, you've got not much to talk about. So we spoke about Telly. He's a big Buffy fan, as am I, so he was talking about Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and TV shows, Game of Thrones, and about where he's from, because obviously in my head he was an ex quite high up in the police force, but apparently he was a detective inspector or something. So we just talk about what he used to do and where he is, where he lives, and why he comes to Nottingham quite a bit. So yeah, it was good catch up and chat. Seems a good bloke. Yeah,
very nice to see him, and thank you, Paul Boyle, for the number of drinks you bought me.
Yes, because I
really needed them. Because anyway, we parted company at 7 o'clock, and I went out on the lash. I went back down the line again via, oh no, I went to Foreman's, where I bumped into Onze Lafleur and his wife Gabrielle, and they'd clearly been in there all afternoon, I think, because I had a pint with them, and then when I got the second pint, the barman just gave us shots.
Oh.
Now, that's unusual in this country, isn't it, just to be handed free drinks?
Yes, it is.
That's the kind of thing that happens in America and civilised places. I said and civilised places, because America is quite possibly not as civilised as it once was. But yeah, so I was really chuffed by that, so we saved another one. Ha ha ha, that's how they get you. And then I went to the line again. There was a band on that I don't remember very much, because I had some very strong cider. And then I came back to my house, where I tried to... Oh, sorry, via the Pelham, of course. Then I came back to my house, where I tried to order a Chinese, Tony.
Right.
And I sat here waiting for it until 1 a.m. when my lodger came in, and I thought he was the bloke with the Chinese. So I went running out and said, where the fuck have you been? And he went, you know where I've been. I went, oh, you're not the Chinese delivery man. He went, what are you talking about? Oh, actually, I think I went, ah, and he said, what are you talking about? And I realised that I hadn't clicked send when I tried to order it with Just Eat. Just Eat is a very fine app for food, as long as you actually press order now.
Hmm.
So anyway, I'd kept drinking, waiting for it, thinking, it's all right, I'll get some grub soon. So now I'd had even more on an empty head, and it all went wrong. And I went to bed and stayed asleep, basically.
I got stung with the post drink. I was waiting for the bus, so I walked from the pub towards the bus stop where it's the Christmas carnival in town. The market square is all dressed
packed.
Up, absolutely rammed. And obviously on the way up, there's a Bratwurst stand.
You're not gonna turn that down, are you?
I'm not going to turn a Bratwurst down. I nearly did when it's £5 for a sausage.
Tony,
£5 for a sausage.
What happened, Tony, was you bought a horse, and in doing so, you created a buying atmosphere, and now you're like Daddy Warbucks.
I've gone crazy insane.
Yeah, you have. Like, so
£5,
did you buy?
I'll give you 10, sir.
Did you buy a £5 sausage?
I bought a £5 sausage, yeah.
And was it a currywurst, or was it just...
No, not even a currywurst. And you know, with the Germans, it is all about the spice.
It's all about the spice. Was it a good sausage? Was it a fiver's worth?
It wasn't a fiver's worth. It was a good sausage, but it was just a sausage in a normal hot dog bab. There was no currywurst on it. There was no sprinkling of spice. I had a bit of cheap ketchup, and I just disgustingly walked up to the bus and ate it while I waited for the bus. But I'd had a few beers, so, you know, it was good. Yeah. But
with
it wasn't
hindsight,
£5 good.
With hindsight, how much would you have paid for that sausage and thought you'd got a good value?
Well, I think £3.50 is what I would expect to pay for such a sausage.
I think that's fine. I asked this question because we're about to play the Dustophonics.
Lovely.
Absolutely nothing to do with sausages, but I wanted to crack on.
I'm sorry.
So, I heard from Ivan, who is the lead guitar player in Dustophonics and a DJ in London, and absolutely brilliant. And because he posted a YouTube clip of their first single, Tornado, that I realised we'd never got and never played. So I got in touch with him, said, here, we can't have that for Punky, can we? He sent it straight away, Tony.
Nice.
So we're playing it. So this is the Dustophonics' first ever single, bearing in mind that we have been using the Dustophonics as a bed for quite a long time now. But not on this week's show. Because we have a new bed going in their place. Oh. So what we'll know is, Tony, and it's hard to describe the Dustophonics, Tony. They're a rock and roll band, but they're kind of garagey, but they're kind of soulful, and they're catchy, and they're really danceable, and you'll see what I mean. We haven't played them in a while. You'll see what I mean when we play this. Tony, what is the Dustophonics Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheDustophonics?
It is. Now, hang about. Is that 4-1?
I reckon it is, yeah.
It is. It's Tony 4, Paulie being the Internet 1, and this is Tornado.
Tornado.
Listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Dustaphonics and Tornado, a rather excellent song. And if you like that, they've got quite a few other releases, so make sure you check them out, because if you like that, you'll like the rest. Facebook.com/TheDustaphonics. Tony, have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
I don't know what's going on.
It's not even any spice on it. Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget, do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, who are they playing with, how much is it watch them play. Does it have to be in the UK? It is international. Email me your gigs, thank you very much. Right, one gig this week. Haven't heard from anyone, so it has been a quiet week, really. It's been a positive for the meeting in real life. It's been a bit of a negative for the virtual life.
Nice,
but local to us and a few bands we know. So at the Maze this Saturday, the Maze in Nottingham, a fine venue that I have still not managed to close down yet through my promotion of them.
I'm starting to think you're doing your best, though.
I know. But, well, couldn't resist this one. This Saturday, 24th, the Lurkers are playing.
Yeah. I've seen this, Bill. It does look good.
We know some of the sport bands as well. So Knives are playing, yeah. Noose, but also Apocalypse Babies, who we know, and Star Botherers, who I think we also know.
Who the last one?
Star Botherers. This will
Have
be.
You played them?
This is Dave Drury's band, and Ellis is in
wow.
them.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Have you got any plans to go?
I didn't, and I only saw this tonight, but I don't know what I'm doing Saturday, but it might be tempting. I've not seen it. I do like Apocalypse Babies as
we
well.
We haven't seen Apocalypse Babies for years.
It's been a long time. It's only £8 or 10 on the door.
I am amazed they're still alive.
Yes, get them while you can.
I've got a Dean Fest update. So after going to Dean Fest last week, RIP Limo Dean, I am now aware that if I don't go and see a band, it might be the last time I do.
Yeah, true.
So they are brilliant, the Apocalypse Babies. It'll be great. And I don't think I've seen the Lurkers before. So that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So there you go. It'd be great. So if you can make it, I would go. It's going to be busy. I can't see it not being busy on a Saturday night. But do go down if you can. I might end up being there myself. I haven't seen Ellis in a while, so good to see
you. I haven't got any plans at present, so I might go as well.
Okay.
How about that? The Punky Boys back in town. I know you worry when I go to a gig with you.
A little bit, yeah. But that's it, yeah.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. I've got a bit more of an idea now.
Not even like any coy at all. It's not even a bit.
Do you think the Spice Girls are reforming, aren't they?
They are.
Do you think they've taken it all?
Probably. They've not spiced up my life, have they?
Greedy Spice Girls.
Greedy Spice.
Fellas of the world, slice up your wife. There's a comic called Steve Harris. I should name check. A comic called Steve Harris used to do that in his act. Very funny. We're going to play two songs in a row now, and then I'll give you my Dean Fest update afterwards.
Okay, cool.
Stay tuned for the Raging Nathans, but first up, You Want Fox, Tony.
Yes.
A band we know. Two lovely ladies from that there Nottingham. Hello to Nat and Colin.
Yeah.
And they've got a relatively new album out. That's their second album. It's very, very good. And I was wondering whether you'd like to tell us their Facebook page where you can find out all about it.
Facebook.com/YouOnFox.
It is. It's a very early win for you this week, Tony. Tony 5, probably being in step one. And this is the rather marvellous Round and Round.
Moron.
You're listening to Lounge Zotica 3000 underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'll talk about them in just a second, but you just heard the Raging Nathans and a track called Sucker Punch. The Raging Nathans, Tony, are from Dayton, Ohio.
Mm.
And our best mates with Wonk Unit and toured with them earlier this year.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
And what is the Raging Nathans Bandcamp page?
TheRagingNathans.bandcamp.com.
You're just taking the mickey now. It's Tony Slick's Paulie B and the Internet One. And I will now tell you a little bit about Lounge Zotica 3000, who came through to us a couple of weeks ago. And as you can hear underneath us right now, it's some kind of psyched out easy cheesy madness.
Mm. Easy cheesy.
Yes. So they are now in the Pattern for a little while, as I'm now calling our beds, Tony.
The Pattern?
I'm calling them the Pattern, yeah.
Very nice.
When I used to work for Jongleurs Comedy Clubs, all the acts that were on their roster, they had 35 acts on their roster, and they had two clubs. And I was actually the 35th one in.
Right? All right.
And once I got there, they said, right, that's it. These are all the people we're having for a while. And for the next year, we were all nearly always doing one of the clubs. It worked out really well. And it was called The Pattern. And I thought, seeing as we rotate the beds in a similar fashion to the way they rotated us comedians, I'd call it the Pattern.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I'm also going to give you my Deanfest update. Deanfest is a gift that keeps on taking. I might have mentioned that I had to drive down there because the trains were all messed up, and when I got onto the A1 going south around Stamford, there was just a huge traffic jam. So I came off the road and I took my own little diversion on the A43 for a while, and then picked up the A47 down to Peterborough. And yesterday in the post, I got a letter saying that I've been doing 36 in the 30 and got 3 points.
Oh no.
And can you believe it? I was so keen for Dean that it's cost me 3 points on my license. But you know what? Don't mind. It was worth it. It was worth it. There's no point in getting too upset about these things. I don't remember seeing a speed camera. So I don't know whether there was a policeman hiding in a bush or what, but...
Probably.
I'm not happy about it.
No, yeah. But you know, you're right. Just move on. Just, you know.
Yeah, I don't remember there being any warning for it. I mean, there was probably a sign saying 30, but I don't remember seeing any hoo-ha. But anyway, it's done, isn't it? So I think I might be able to do a speed awareness course because it's a few years since I did one.
Okay.
So we'll see. I might not get the 3 points on the license. I might just have to pay for the course. We'll see when the correspondence comes back. I will, of course, keep you updated. Now, are you doing anything this week?
Was threatening to go to the cinema last week and I didn't manage to do it. So again, that's all my to-do this week, hopefully. Yeah, I want to go see the Queen movie.
Right.
With our particular pattern, which involves me at work, and when I'm not at work, except doing the horse stuff, it's difficult to go to the cinema. But I think we're going to do it maybe Wednesday, hopefully.
Right.
So that's about it, unless I go to this gig on Saturday, which may happen, I don't know. What are you up to?
Well, I will just tell you now that at half time, Germany are beating Holland 2-0.
Hmm.
Which completely destroys the accumulator that I had that included the Dutch winning. So that's that pound down the swanny. I've got no plans this week at all. I had a big one last week, and I am similarly taking it easy. But might go and see the Lurkers Saturday night, seeing as I have no other plans. That sounds like quite a good idea, even if you don't go.
I'm just tempted to go for the support bands,
Oh, I think the whole thing sounds great.
It does all sound good, but I've got such a short attention span these days. I can't have 5 bands anymore. And certainly with my beer, if I drink 5 pints of beer, I'll be dead. And I don't know if it's worth it. Maybe it might be, actually. I don't know.
But mate, it's an opportunity to see the Lurkers. They are legends.
They are, you're right.
You need to find out when Apocalypse Babies are on. And maybe show up in time to see them. And then, because if they're not on first, then you don't have to see as many bands, do you?
That's a good idea.
It is indeed. Occasionally I have a good idea, Tony.
Mm.
So that's our plans. So hey, I'll tell you what then, I'm going to talk to you about Leadfoot Tea.
Okay.
Leadfoot Tea is a one-man band from, well, he's from Malmo. He's originally from Swindon. And I met him at that garage punk thing that was about this time last year in Nottingham.
Mm.
That was absolutely brilliant. And he was the first act on. And he was superb. And I really enjoyed it. And I spoke to him afterwards. And then he stuck around for the whole festival. So I sort of saw him each night after that and said, all right, mate, how you doing? And then when the festival was finished, he sent some tracks. We've already played a couple over the last year. And he got in touch the other night and said, oh, look, I've got a new album out. Do you want it? I went, yeah. So he sent me all the tracks off the new album. And it's really good. And we're going to play one right now. So what is Leadfoot? I mean, you've made such a... You've destroyed me this week, Tony. It's already 6-1. What is Leadfoot Tea's Bandcamp page?
Leadfoottea.bandcamp.com.
It's as simple as that. It's LeadFootTea.bandcamp.com. Tony 7, Paulie B and Internet 1, and this is Big Black Fastback.
See my baby coming down the line. She's so fast, gonna blow my mind. Coming down the road, let's ride around. Turn that room and feel alive. Big black, fast black. Yeah, I'm putting that down in a 1-8. I tell you that girl is where it's at. Triple back bait, twin tail pipes. Back in here, we're going through the night. Big bang, fast bang. Yeah, there she goes.
Listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
It has occurred to me during that song that I wonder whether, seeing as Leadfoot Tea, seeing he now lives in Malmo, which is in Sweden, he's originally from Swindon. I've got to tell you that my brother years ago got in a cab in Nottingham drunk and said that he wanted to go to the White Hart. And he wanted to go to the White Hart in Lenton. But the taxi driver took him to the White Hart in Arnold.
Right.
And it was only when they got to Arnold, my brother went, no, not this White Hart. And the taxi driver went, oh no, and couldn't charge him the extra and had to take him all the way. I just wonder whether something similar happened with Leadfoot Tea and he got in a cab in London, said Swindon, please, and the bloke misheard him and drove him to Sweden.
Right. Maybe.
Could you? It would take less than a day to drive to Sweden, wouldn't it? Because you get to Germany in how long?
You can do, well, from here, it's 12 hours.
Right. Oh, okay, so maybe not then.
Well, 4 hours today, over two on the ferry, and then 4 hours into Germany.
Yeah, I think it would only be another couple of hours to get to Denmark, and then you're... Although saying that, you'd have to go... You might have to get another ferry to Copenhagen, but then there's the bridge. I don't know. I think it's unlikely that that's how he settled in Sweden, but I like to think it's a possibility.
Never know. You never know.
Yeah, I just got visions of him waking up going, no, not that Swindon. And taxi driver Tony Mann having to go all the way back. That'd be brilliant. Tony, have you got a twat?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought there would be one. Certainly lately it seems to be, well, quite. It's been quite a tumultuous week in the UK. Lots of happening in America.
It has indeed been a relatively tumultuous week in the UK.
And the wildfires in America, but maybe, I don't know, nothing's getting twatted. So, what do you do?
Well, the Dutch might, if they lose this match to the Germans.
Exactly.
Not because I want disharmony in your household, but because I want to win £14.17.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what are you going to do instead, then?
I'm going to remind people about twats.
I know what I'll do. I'll shut up.
Okay. So do email me your twats. Can't do the feature without you. Do like to do it. And we've got a brand new spanking theme tune that we only play two or three times. So we do like to keep playing it. So I need the twat's name. Where are they from? And a reason. It's that simple. Email me your twats. tony@punkyradio.com. All twats received with thanks. Every twat responded to.
Right. So what you just said then?
I have another one of these lovely Podchaser reviews.
Oh, fabulous.
They're trickling through. Thank you very much for your Podchaser reviews so far. We're still, I think this is number 8. So if you can, reviewers, please do so. Go to podchaser.com/punkyradio. You'll need to log into reviewers. It costs you nothing. Might take you a little bit, take a couple of minutes to register, and then you can reviewers. Please do so. Only a few of the podcasts get reviews. It's always that case with podcasts. People don't, they just listen, they don't tend to review. So if you are in any kind of chart system, the reviews do make a difference. So if you can review us, 5 stars as I say, you'll be helping us out. And that's what Nick Wambolt's done this week.
Wambolt. It's a Wambolt frenzy.
Wambolt's come through for us one more time. And he says, one listen and you will understand why this is such a long-running show. Great music from around the world, mild quirkiness, and all-around good fun will keep you coming back for more.
You got to do it again, Tony.
Oh, no.
I love it when people say mild quirkiness.
It's really in those reviews as well. I don't know why. Keeps coming
mild
through.
Mild quirkiness. That's 3 you've got to do now.
Yeah, I know. Notice that.
Yeah, so I'll stop now.
And it was 5 stars as well. So thank you very much, Mr. Wambolt.
Thank you, Senor Wambolt.
Yes.
Monsieur Wambolt. Herr Wambolt. Lots of different ways to say Mr. Wambolt there. Quite like Mr. Wambolt.
Mr. Wambolt.
Yeah, it's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, then. Hopefully, we'll get a track for next week.
Hopefully.
One last track, Tony.
Okay.
Buzz Bomb. Scottish punk all the way from Bathgate. And we have played a track, but I think we might have played 2 tracks before, at least one. They're an album out this year. I delved into the archives a bit this week, Tony. We've had a few that have come out earlier this year. I just fancied revisiting a few of the bands I've really enjoyed over the last few months. What is Buzz Bomb's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/BuzzBombBand?
Facebook.com/BuzzBombUK. Which means it's a rather pathetic, poorly being internet 2, Tony 7, but at least I finish on a winning note, and this is Russian Roulette. All that I have, and all that I believe in, here and now the past is getting on, to choose my form taking. Moving, there's nothing to see here. Mercy junkies, they
Down by a canyon, bunch of guns.
That's about the size of it for this week. Thank you very much for listening. Tony, maybe you could mention the online stations that carry the show.
Yeah, we're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, PUDUNK, radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra, that's ANDRA.SE.
And thank you to those stations carrying us and to everyone who listens on them, but we'd like to hear from you. Do get in touch with us if you are listening right now. Get in touch with PaulieB at PunkyRadio.com about pretty much anything at all, and Tony at PunkyRadio.com about...
Twats.
And gigs. That's it. I might see one or two of it lurkers, as might you. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.